like our oldest brother, Creed. Dirt bikes would have to do. I leaned forward, gunning the engine a few more times before holding down the accelerator and front brake to do one hell of a burnout, finally releasing it and hauling ass off of school grounds, making sure to leave a nice little trail of dirt and rubber in my wake as I saw Principal Salisbury running out of the building in my mirror.
Noah! You get back here right now! You hear me?
He shouted in the distance. I lifted my middle finger in the air, giving him a friendly gesture in response. There was nothing I loved more than to stir up trouble at school. I hated being there, especially now because it was summer school. It was just another place I was being told what I could and couldn't do, and I already had no say in my life to begin with. I learned early on that if I raised hell at school, I'd get suspended or expelled, and I wouldn't be allowed to step foot on school grounds, period, which was exactly what I wanted. You see, I was born into a world where, no matter what, violence solved everything. It was the answer to every question, the solution to every problem, the consequence to every action delivered by none other than my father. I sure as hell blame him for the man I would eventually become. I was born into the so-called family. I was born to the devil's son. The president of the mother chapter of Devil's Rejects Motorcycle Club in Southport, North Carolina. I'd be 12 years old in a few weeks, and I was already such a little shit with a sharp tongue and wise-ass attitude, feeling and looking much older than I actually was. I may have only been a kid, but you sure as shit couldn't tell me that. Bred not to take shit from anyone, it was beaten into us, and the only way of life in my father's eyes, the only way to survive. There were no other options. Surrounded by a family, a brotherhood of ruthless men whose only enemy was the law, wearing their 1% patches proudly like I would have to wear one day, whether I wanted to or not. My last name, Jameson, made sure of it. Raising hell while we ride or die was our only code growing up and living in the MC life. I sped through the grass, busting a sharp right onto one of my favorite trails, ducking and dodging trees, listening to the motor accelerate up and down, faster and faster, around and around, tracking from one side to another in nothing but mud and debris from the recent storm we had. I could see the sun up ahead through the tree clearing, showing me I was almost to the old broken-down bridge that crossed over the Cape Fear River near my school. It was known for its heavy and strong-ass current, and if you swam out far enough, it could haul even the biggest man under, which was how the river got its name in the first place. It was deceiving, but that didn't stop people from swimming and hanging out in the murky water without a care in the world. I rode up to the edge of the bridge to judge the distance across the vast space and to look around for any cops that may have been hiding on the ridge. I shut off the engine when all of a sudden I overheard a voice singing.
The sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet all those dollars that tomorrow there'll be sun shining bright and happiness. Just thinking about tomorrow.
Coming from the river surrounding the bridge. My eyes instantly shifted to the girl floating on her back in the water, wearing one of those two-piece bathing suits all the girls wore on the beach. Hers was hot pink. I don't know how long I stared at her, but it was the calm look on her face as she belted out the lyrics.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the sadness, the rain, and the emptiness, till it's not there.
That had me narrowing my eyes, getting lost in her peacefulness, in her raspy, distinctive voice. It was an expression and sound I'd never experienced before. The low pitch in her tone soared its way through my core, the same way the motor of my bike rumbled beneath me. It wasn't until she started singing,
"So just hang on till tomorrow and work through the pain. Tomorrow, tomorrow. I love you all of the days and nights of tomorrow. You're almost there, and only a day away."
That her